One second. Whoever it is, I've had a long day. I just got back from work. So if you want to take pictures with me. Oh, hey, it's you. What's up, girl? Is everything all right? No, I haven't seen your eyeshadow palette. I only have mine. But you're more than welcome to look for it. By the way, I love what you did with my eyes today. Whatever your palette is, it must be worth a fortune. My mascara didn't run a bit, and the eyeliner still looks like I just put it on. I don't know how you do it. I've been taking selfies all day. You know how we have to leave in a hurry? I stuffed most of my belongings in the blue suitcase. It could be in there. Did you find it? Cool. I would not want to lose that. By the way, where do you want to go for dinner later? I'm not sure about that one. There was a massive procession down there earlier. Traffic was crazy. I'm fairly sure someone must have booked the entire place for their wedding. We could always just get room service. The menu is right on the desk over there. I did see the bride, actually. Kinda hard to miss, you know, with the long white dress and all. She must be a really lucky girl, getting married on a beautiful beach like this. Well, yeah, I might be a bit jealous. Only the slightest bit. When I was younger, I dreamed of having a grand wedding like that. And then I grew up, and dating is really hard in this line of work. As I'm sure you've noticed, my days are spent either on a runway or recovering from jet lag. Either way, I can't really talk. It's like I'm in a long-distance relationship, but my time zone changes every week. And not to mention, guys get jealous when they see other men staring at me all the time, either in person or in magazines. Girls too, actually. Sorry, I don't mean to sound like I'm bragging or anything. Honestly, it's impossible for me to even be arrogant about this. I haven't been in a serious relationship for quite a while now. And if I'm honest, I wouldn't be nearly as pretty as I am without you. You're my secret weapon. But anyway, that's enough about me. What about you? Are you seeing anyone right now? Really? A total knockout like you is single? Yeah, of course you're a knockout. What about it? Oh, come on, girl. Don't be so humble. You are gorgeous. A total hottie. Honestly, I'm surprised you're not modeling with me. Yeah, I agree. I guess this job really isn't for people who like settling down. That's what happened to the makeup girl before you. She got married and wanted to start a family. And traveling all year obviously just couldn't work for her anymore. Which is a real bummer because she loved the job. Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. I love modeling too much to give it up. If I do end up quitting one day, the person I'm dating would have to be very special. Maybe the people who have jobs like ours are only meant to have relationships with coworkers. You know? Like, we both understand the pressure. I hope you know what I'm trying to say. I just wish I could find someone who's as pretty as you, who also works the same job as you do, and understands me the way you do. I would date them in a heartbeat. And let me tell you, my heart is beating like crazy right now. You have no idea how long I've been waiting to do that. Why don't we do it again? Is that cherry chapstick I taste on your lips? Classic. My chapstick? Oh, that's vanilla. I got it from Sephora's unreleased collection. They wanted me to promote it for an Insta ad. Seriously, let's just not talk about work right now. Here, give me your hand. I want you to feel something. Slide your fingers down my shorts. This is how wet I am. how wet you make me. Oh, that's it, baby girl. Oh, stop teasing me. Just go for it. I want to feel your fingers inside me. While we're at it, let's get you naked. Lose the pants. Fuck. Cute bra. I think I modeled something similar for VS. But those breasts need to be set free. Wow, you're in shape. You know, my next photo shoot is for Lulu. I'm thinking maybe we should swap the roles for that one. Okay, lay back. Let me work my way down from your lips into your neck. Your amazing breasts. Wow. I can feel your nipples getting hard as I kiss them. I love stuffing my face in between these supple breasts. Where was I? Oh yeah, your stomach. And finally... it seems you're a bit wet, too. Here, let me take care of that. You taste amazing, even through your panties. They're soaked already. You want me to go deeper? You better grab my head and push me down. Run your fingers through my hair. Fuck. I love it when you pull my hair like that. Lets me know I'm doing a good job. I love when I look up at you with my little doe eyes while I use my tongue to work on your clit, yeah? Oh, the fun is just getting started. Here, I have something to show you. Hands above your head. And now, I'm just gonna cuff you to the bedpost. There we go. Now you're mine. Shh, just relax. Let me just bring out my friend here. Such a perfect fit. You're breathing faster already. This is only the lowest setting, sweetheart. We're only getting warmed up here. Don't tell me to stop. I'll tease your nipples whenever I want. Shh, babe, it's okay. Stop shaking so hard. You need to calm down and enjoy it. Look at you whimpering and squirming in the sheets, begging me to turn down the vibrator. You're such a little cutie pie. I can tell how desperate you are. My little friend must be driving you fucking crazy. And that is the highest setting. Oh, you can stop kicking your legs around, sweetheart. It won't help, I promise. Why did I turn it off? You are getting too close, that's why. You're only allowed to come when I say so, little girl. And besides, I need to get some as well. Watching you getting tortured by my little toy made me so fucking wet. Hearing those whimpers and watching you squirm. Oh, fuck. Now that's something I could never get enough of. So let me sit on your face. You better work your tongue, babe. Faster. That's the spot. Right there, right there. You want me to turn on the vibrator for you? Then you're gonna have to beg for it. Say pretty please. What's that? I couldn't hear you through your moans. Come on, you can speak louder than that. There we go. That's my good girl. Fuck. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, hearing you like that, oh, drives me fucking crazy. Wow, that was amazing. I especially love how my juices look on your face right now. Oh, I knew you'd look stylish with just about anything on. And, perhaps next time, instead of doing my makeup, you should ruin it.